This is our segment called Jazz on Film, and the topic of today's discussion, The Greatest Ears in Town, the Arif Mardin story, a producer's name you might be familiar with if you read a lot of liner notes. Our expert on the topic, Dr. Matthew Goldwasser. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Tell us more about this man, Arif Mardin.
Arif. Arif Mardin was the fifth member of that fantastic brain trust at Atlantic Records that included Ahmet and Neshui Erdogan, Jerry Wexler, and Tom Dowd. Some of our First Take listeners will remember we did a documentary on Tom Dowd. Arif Mardin was the in-house producer and arranger who worked with such artists as Sonny Stitt, John Lewis, Laura Nero, Bette Midler, Hall & Oates, Nora Jones, Diane Reeves, just to name a few.
Pretty much most of their biggest hits, he was in the studio sort of crafting the project, the work of a producer.
And went, you know, awarded 10 Grammys for his work.
10 Grammys? Wow. Okay. Including a Lifetime Achievement Award, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I noticed as I screened just some of the documentary, he was mentored by Tom Dowd in his technique. He was pushing papers at Atlantic before.
Yeah, he was hired to be a studio manager,
yeah,
even though he was the only person on the staff who was trained as a musician. And it wasn't until he did a project with King Curtis for an awards show where he composed little 30-second summary snippets of the popular tunes of the winners that caught the attention of Jerry Wexler. And suddenly here he was arranging and producing for the next 40 years.
We're talking about the documentary, The Greatest Ears in Town, the Arif Mardin story with Matthew Goldwasser. Let's go to a clip now that talks a little bit about his beginnings, how he sort of got into it, raised in Istanbul.
When I was about 15, 16 years old, and I would read the jazz magazines, and I would listen to the avant-garde jazz.
As a young man, Arif became a black sheep because of his love and understanding of jazz music.
When I said to Dad, I said, Dad, I got this scholarship from Berklee College of Music, I want to go. He thought I was going to Mars. What do you want to do? I said, I want to be a big band arranger.
In 1961, when he graduated from Berklee, he started teaching there. And I said, did we come here for you to teach? You know, you have to make yourself known. So we went to New York. And for 1 year, he didn't find work. I got a job at the UN, and I was supporting him. He would get letters from his father. Oh, you are there, and you haven't got a job. Your wife is supporting you. And he would become miserable.
Arif Mardin's wife, Latifa Mardin, there, and the gruff voice, Ahmet Erdogan. Quite a cadre of Turkish music lovers behind Atlantic Music.
Yes, indeed. Arif comes from a very aristocratic and well-regarded family who could trace their roots back to 6th century Mecca, and who were statesmen and judges, among other things. So for him to choose a career in music was really quite a departure from his family.
Matthew Goldwasser, tell us a little bit about the DVD and then about its companion CD project.
Yeah, the film originally was recording the third CD that Arif made, which was an album of his songs. He had made two instrumental albums in the late 60s and early 70s, and in 2005 he started work on this album called All My Friends Are Here. Which he described as his life's work. It includes compositions going back as far as when he was a student at Berklee in 1958, and has a terrific range of musicians. I think it's one of these great late night, turn down the lights, break out the martinis kind of records, romantic and dreamy and full of really interesting compositions.
Matthew, when you say he was at Berklee, for myself, and I'm sure listeners are curious too, was this at the Berklee School of Music, or was it at, you know, the college in Berklee, California?
The interesting backstory is that he met Quincy Jones in Istanbul, who was the arranger for Dizzy Gillespie's touring band. He gave Quincy several compositions that he had written. Quincy put a band together, made a tape of those recordings, and sent them to Berklee with the recommendation that he be awarded the first Quincy Jones scholarship at Berklee. And he, this was in Boston, Berklee College of Music in Boston. In 1957, he left Istanbul and went there. He studied with Herb Pomeroy.
Cool.
And wound up teaching there before making the move to New York.
The documentary, The Greatest Years in Town, the Arif Mardin story, directed by Doug Bureau and Arif's son, Joe Mardin, in 2010. One of the best jazz documentaries, music documentaries of any kind I've ever seen. Matthew, how do we go out?
We're going to come out of here with a tune called Dual Blues. That was the music was written when Arif was a student at Berklee in 1958. What's interesting about this is that according to the liner notes, it functioned as a piano piece with each hand playing a different key. You can hear the influences of Thelonious Monk both in the music and in the lyrics. And the singer is a much lesser known musician named Amy Cohn, who sings and plays accordion on this track.
Oh, I hear a dual blues tonight in the air. Two unmatching melodies unite. 'Twas round about midnight, Monk walked into the bar. Said, I'll have mine straight, no chaser, please. He crepuscule down the silver stool.